what do we, what do you call this that we're sitting on?
This chair? This chair? Mm-hmm. Oh, them, well, them one of the fools.
Yeah.
That's a tugging group. A set of matches and one of the fools.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And what do you call this whole thing that we're sitting on? What part of the house is this?
Well, it's a porch.
Uh-huh. But suppose we had a very small porch, just a little bit of a roof over it. Or
well, it's a stoop. That's what I call it.
Smaller than that. And back in the farm, what did you call a fence area where the cows, where you kept the cows before you, that you milked them?
Well,
right beside the barn.
Right beside the barn, where you see we had a pen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, pen for
cow pen.
Yeah, cow pen.
And you don't have too many rocks around here, but if you made a fence out of rocks, what would you call it?
Well, we used to have, when our boy was coming up, when I was going to school, and there wasn't too many wire fences, but you see, but we call them, but if there was no boat or plank fence, but you know, we and they had the rest of the rail fences, you know, long in them days back when I was a boy, but they ain't got no more rail fences. Now, all of them are wild fences.
you don't remember any rock, any fences in the rocks?
No, mm-hmm.
How about a large wooden thing about like this? The top is open and you carry water or milk in it. That's a wooden...
Yeah, well, that there was a... Yeah,
it's just a wooden thing with a handle and carry water.
Yeah, ice box.
How about, you ever call it a pail or a bucket?
Yeah, we used to drink water out of a pail. Yeah, well, that's a bucket, you know.
What did you carry? If you carried milk in it, what would you call it?
Well, that was out. I used to carry milk in a pail. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it was covered over.
How about water? Did you carry water in a pail or a bucket?
Well, in a bucket, and sometimes we used to carry it in a jug.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a gallon jug.
Which did you use, pail or bucket? Which term would you use? Pail or bucket when you were young?
Well, the most we used was a pail, jug, you know.
And if so were made of metal?
Well, it was, sometimes it would be glass and sometimes it would be a, you don't see too many of them now, that's part of two, but it would be a stone jug.
I see.
It was a regular old stone jug and it would stay cooler. As in
stone.
That's right, in a glass pail.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a heavy iron thing that you have in the kitchen? You fry eggs in it or something?
Well, I don't know now. We own this new time. I've been on it for quite a while. But we used to have a wood stove a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
What did you
call the thing that you fried things in?
Skillet. Yeah, skillet.
Okay. And in the sink, what do you call the thing that you turn the water on and off with?
The sink? Well, that's to clean your dishes with.
What do you call it? The thing that you turn to put the water on and off?
Oh, you're talking about your spigot.
Suppose you had it outside the house here. Suppose you had one to water the lawn.
No,
what would you call it?
We got one on the back and got one on the front. Well, that's a spigot. Yeah, spigot.
Okay, and would you call it, what would you call it if it were on a barrel?
A barrel?
Yeah, you had a barrel and same kind of thing, something you turn on and off.
Yeah, well, that's a faucet.
That's a faucet.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.